Zach.
Since there's cold and rain in the forecast, let me tell you about other things that you can do at Catechee, CATEECAEE.com or CHEE.com. Catechee is located over in the Hartwell, Georgia area. I want to talk to you about your wedding plans right now. It is an unbelievable venue, 40,000 square foot clubhouse, 420 pristine acres. They've got a wedding planner there who can help you out. They can accommodate 300-plus guests, terrace off the veranda, into a banquet hall, looking at the beautiful settings and beautiful vistas. You can do your rehearsal dinner there, your ceremony there, your reception right there on site. They have accommodations for you and your family to stay, friends and family, wedding parties to stay. Large enough, but you know, small enough as well. No matter what size wedding you're talking about doing, the on-site lodging is a great example of all the conveniences of it as well. They got the Mercedes Benz Sprinter vans to help transportation issues you might be coming up with. This is how you do it, and the wedding dream venue. A lot of you out there looking for great places, do this. Now they book up really, really faster. There's prime time places, prime time hours. To find out more about booking your wedding, what a great place. At Catechee, CATEECHEE.com. To our guest lines, where we had to take a week off last week, but certainly back now, looking forward to getting caught back up. Good morning, Tony Burrell from TheBigSpur.com. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mickey. Congratulations to you.
Thank you, man. I know you've done this a few times now. You done, by the way? Y'all all wrapped that up, by the way, or y'all gonna have more?
We are done. Yeah, three was the right number for us.
Good. My wife wants three now, so I gotta get back to work here pretty soon. I appreciate you stepping aside last week as we bolted out of here at the last minute. Let's talk if we can, because we have not talked since signing day, and we previewed it right before it came down, the day before, but pretty much am I right by saying that signing day in Columbia was exactly how you called it coming down the stretch?
It was, and it was the way the coaches wanted signing day to go, and I think it was a good day. I think they added, you know, four players on that day that have a chance to really help the program. I would say, you know, Jamie Robinson is probably the guy who has the best chance to make an impact next year of the four they added on signing day. You know, they need help at the safety position, and that's primarily what they see him playing. You know, he could play a little corner, could play some nickel, but I think safety is where he'll see the majority of his time at South Carolina. And, you know, was played on statistically the best defense in Georgia this past season, led him to a state championship, and he was the best player on that defense. So I think he was an important pickup for him. And guy had really been recruiting for a long time. You know, he was one of the early official visitors that they had in over the summer, and you had to work him, I think, a lot longer than they probably anticipated at that point. But you know, T-Rob and Will Muschamp and those guys did a good job of staying on him throughout the process, and it paid off for him in the end. Also, added Shiloh Sanders, Deion Sanders' son out of the state of Texas, who had already committed to him, and he signed his letter of intent and made it official. And I think he's probably more of an upside guy. You know, I don't know all the details, but he's only played 2 years of high school football. I don't know why that is, if he just, you know, had stopped playing at some point and then picked it back up or what. But an interesting upside guy, obviously, with the genetics there, being Deion Sanders' son, probably the best cornerback ever, at least the best cover corner ever, I would think. And it'll be interesting to see how he develops over this course of his career. And then four-star defensive tackle Jacquay Sorrells made his commitment official and I think is one of the best players in this class overall for him. Won't play next season, it doesn't look like. He's going to be an academic redshirt. He, you know, transferred schools his senior year and lost some credits in the process and will have some academic work to take care of, but they feel good about him you know, being able to handle the work and making an impact in 2020. And then the final one with William Rogers, the three-star offensive lineman out of the state of Georgia that Eric Wolford had in camp over the summer and monitored over the course of his senior season, and once they got him in for the official visit, everything checked out, and they decided to go ahead and take him and let Darius Washington move on, the other offensive lineman they were involved with. So everything went to plan there for him, and I think they signed a pretty good class.
You know, safety is a position that we see. Let me get your thoughts about a couple things. One is that a game still won at line of scrimmage. I get that. But with so many spread offenses out there now, so many guys, you know, using the field both vertically and horizontally, and we're seeing I think a renewed importance on having great secondary play. The Gamecocks have not had – I think some of their best defenses was some of those with Gilmore and Holloman and Swearinger and some really highly thought-of guys there. Would you say that that's one of the areas they need to jump in? And really, with the way the game is changing, one of the most important areas on your football team now?
I totally agree. And I know that Travaris Robinson is excited about – the personnel he's going to have to work with starting this coming season. He feels really good about J.C. Horn and Israel Mukwamu at corner. Those guys are, you know, Horn's in the 6'2.5", 6'3" range. Mukwamu's over 6'4". It really gives them a lot more size and matchup ability to match up with taller receivers on the outside. They felt like R.J. Roderick got better with every game, and they think he's got a chance to be a really good safety for him. You know, if Jalen Dickerson can stay healthy, I think he's a guy that can help him at safety. Jabel Cook, the Southern Cal transfer, another guy in the 6'3 range, is probably going to get a look at corner and safety this spring, and is a guy they think will be in the rotation and give them another physical presence. They get J.T. Ebay back for the additional year. He's a guy that missed most of fall practice, but still picked up the system quickly enough to start the first few games. Didn't do a whole lot, but I don't know that he was ever really completely healthy. He had the hip issue that he had surgery on over the summer, and then had the issue that he ran into during the season as well. So, you know, they think with him having the off season and going through spring practice that he can give them more next year than he did this year. So, Robinson's excited, and then of course Jamie Robinson coming in and some of the other guys on the depth chart there that he's excited about. So I think he's been limited in what he can do because of his personnel, and I think the guys he has to work with next year are going to give him a lot more flexibility and the opportunity to be more multiple in the secondary and disguise some things a little bit better and play less of a bend-don't-break type approach.
This is his fourth class, first one kind of put together. I think I'm right with saying it. Fourth class, first one kind of put together. How does this class compare to the previous ones under Will Muschamp?
I think it's got a chance to be one of the best, if not the best they've had so far. You know, I really like Cam Smith at cornerback. I think he's got a chance to be a special player for him. Really can be a dynamic playmaker for him on the outside. Really, his only weakness right now is he's on the thin side, but that's not overly unusual for a 17, 18-year-old kid. But I think once he gets in the weight room, he'll add the size and strength he needs to, and has everything else that you can't teach. You know, talked about Jamie Robinson already and Shiloh Sanders. John Dixon is a guy they had in camp 2 years ago, and they thought he was the best corner they had in camp that year. And they had some talented guys come through there. He tore his ACL and was slowed down some because of it his senior year. Didn't have a great senior year, especially early, but came on and played really well late. And then they got him in and checked the knee out in December, and everything looked good there. And they think he's probably already made close to a full recovery, and they think he'll be full speed when he arrives. And they really like him as well. So, so I think it's got a chance to be a good group. I would say the two I feel best about, though, would be Robinson at safety and Cam Smith at corner. I think those two guys are going to play a lot of good football for them over the course of their careers.
From a rankings, again, that first one's kind of put together, hanging on, and it's hard. And I thought he did a good job that first class, pretty good there. But all of them are fairly similar, top 20 kind of classes, top 25 kind of classes. What's the next step? If we can agree that the program is stabled off, that I think we can agree that the overall talent level is getting better, you know, from what he took over. But what's the next step for South Carolina as far as recruiting goes? Or where do they need to do better, either geographically by position or, you know, what's the next big deal for them?
Well, I think, you know, adding some of those elite players. I think that's what was, you know, missing from this class. They had the 1 5-star in Zach Pickens. A couple of high 4-stars in Ryan Helinski and Cam Smith. But, you know, I think getting more of those elite guys, I think will help their rankings. I think you're starting to see I think there are a few teams out there that you can tell are watching who South Carolina evaluates. And as soon as they offer players, they get on them. And I think that says a lot about the job this coaching staff is doing and getting ahead of the game and putting in a lot of work early on in players' career and figuring out, you know, who fits their system and who they want to offer. And I think the more credibility they build up and guys they offer first, who go on to become, you know, 4 and 5-star type players, I think that'll help them in terms of how players are viewed when they commit to South Carolina over time. But I think this class has a chance to be better than what the current ranking suggests, and that's not the homer in me saying that or anything like that. I truly believe that because I think there's, you know, 5, 6, 7 guys in this class that are underrated and are going to play better than their rating suggests if they pan out the way I think they're going to. And so it'll be interesting to see over time, but I know the coaches – feel better about this class than any other one they've signed so far, and they feel like they're positioned pretty well in the 2020 class to follow it up with a class that could be as good or better, and that's really what it has, you know, how it has to unfold. They have to continue to get better and better each year, even if it's a slow climb. They still have to continue to add more and more talent into this program because I do think they have a pretty good coaching staff. But it's a staff that's been hamstrung to some degree by the lack of talent, certainly with the lack of depth they had this past year, and the number of injuries they had to deal with, made life very tough for them down the stretch. But, I think if they can, you know, get past the injury bug and continue adding talent, they have a chance to continue to elevate the program.
I want to ask you about 20 coming up here as we end the segment, but first the news on Josh Belk, just your thoughts on what happened there. Will it be a big, big void there? And really your thoughts on how this whole thing came down?
Well, I don't think it'll be a big void, create a big void, because I don't think the coaching staff was counting on him to play a big role in 2020. They knew that his work ethic had not been what it needed to be. It just had been very up and down. There were times where he seemed to buy in and worked hard, and then there were other days and weeks where he did very little, and his weight was still too high. And, I hate it for him personally just because I think he does have a lot of talent. And to see him, really throw it away. You know, he said he had a fractured vertebra. I'm not saying he's not telling the truth on that, but no one that I've talked to has been able to confirm that as fact. I think he was having back problems, but I think the feeling was they were related to his weight, him just being overweight and out of shape. And, he may just be one of those guys that doesn't love the game enough. You know, that's not unusual. It is a huge commitment to be a Division I football player at a major program. And I think he just, you know, wasn't willing to put in the work. So, hate it for him. Certainly wish him the best and hope he goes on to find a career that he's happy with. And, but it's a shame to see a guy with that kind of natural talent just walk away from the game this early in his career.
2020, I think maybe 18 seniors on this. Does that mean with attrition, you could sign, maybe sign a complete full 25 for next year, close to that?
Yeah, I think you know, at least close to it. You know, I'd say somewhere in the 23 to 25 range, depending on how everything shakes out. But I think their plan is to sign as close to a full class as they can.
These numbers are certainly fluid. They'll continue to be fluid. I think our audience knows that enough. But by position, can you go down a little bit? And just give me some ballparks, highs, lows, kind of a range, what you're thinking. Again, I'm not holding anybody to it because that's a long way off, but just kind of the neighborhood of what we could be thinking by position.
Yeah, quarterback one, and they've got Luke Doty committed. Really like him. I don't, unless something changes on his end, which I don't think it will. I think he's firmly committed. I think they're done at quarterback. They want to sign two running backs in this class. I think they're getting closer and closer on Tank Bigsby, the four-star running back out of the state of Georgia, who was back on campus over the weekend for the second time this calendar year. They feel very good about their position with him, but they want to take two running backs in this class, three wide receivers. They have one committed in DaQuan Stewart. They're really close on Mike Wyman, the four-star out of North Carolina, who could pull the trigger as soon as this week. He also was back on campus last weekend for the second time this year. And they have DaQuan Stewart already committed, so if they get Wyman, they have room for probably one more. I'd say one tight end in this class since they signed two in 2019. They want to sign four to five more offensive linemen and just continue building the lines of scrimmage. That's something Eric Wolford has been very committed to, and Will Muschamp has supported him and allowing him to keep his numbers up there. Defensive line, you know, I'd say four to five total inside and outside guys. Bucks and linebackers, probably one of each. One buck, one, middle linebacker type, one outside linebacker type, and then another, four to five guys in the secondary. Don't think they're going to offer a specialist in this class, kicker or punter, unless one guy just blows them away. But, that's a general breakdown at this early stage.
All right. You got a bunch of junior days. You got spring practice starting up. Tell us about the website, thebigspur.com, and what's coming up here in the immediate future.
Yeah, they've had guys on campus pretty much every weekend since the middle of January, and they want to continue to get as many underclassmen on campus as they can. Spring practice starts February 27th. The spring game is April 6th, and they'll have a spring break in between there in March where they'll be off for a week. So, won't be long. We'll have some actual football to cover on the site, and we'll continue to hit recruiting very heavily. Could be a good week. Like I mentioned earlier, Mike Wyman, the four-star wide receiver, is close to committing. Tank Bigsby's time frame is fluid, but I feel really good about where things stand with him. And so it could be a flurry of commitments here coming, and just a lot of good recruiting stuff. So it'd be a great time for anyone out there who's considering it to join the site. Just go to thebigspur.com and sign up today.
Hey, quickly, a text message wants to know, who is the main competition on Wyman and Bigsby? If anybody's going to try to take them later on, whatever, who are you beating out on for those two guys?
Bigsby, right now, I would say Auburn is the biggest competition. Georgia is involved with several running backs, and they haven't made a huge push on Bigsby yet, but I think they've created a scenario where it's going to be tough for them to land him unless they really jump on him soon, which it doesn't look like they're going to. He's also going to visit Alabama if he doesn't commit here in the next couple of weeks. And then with Wyman, Oklahoma is probably the team that's made the biggest push of late. He's scheduled to take an official visit out there in April, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to end up committing to South Carolina probably later this week or next week. And from what I understand, is probably not going to take any other visits if he does follow through in that commitment. He's a guy that's a really good student, good kid, and I wouldn't anticipate him playing games with it. I think once he commits, his process would probably be over.
All right, thebigspur.com, the place to find all that and more. Tony, man, thanks an awful lot for joining us, and let's look forward to some of those 2020 guys as maybe some news from the weekend and maybe a commitment by the time we visit next week.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.
All right. Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call them today, 404-8158. Get your garage floors done. It's a no-obligation phone call. I see friends, family, we've done it. Neighbors have done it. Carolina Flooring Specialist wants to come in and this high-performance epoxy base. They've done 14,000 projects. They've done over 4 million square feet. That's amazing. Coming out of all that. It really, truly is amazing. Hey, don't forget about the Southern Home and Garden Show coming up in March over the TD Convention Center. for free estimate, or you can go by and see what they do there at their location as well over in Greenville. Call Tim and just inquire about the next steps for you and how maybe they come by and give you a free estimate here at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Their floors are awesome. Your garage floor is going to look amazing. 864-404-8158. Hey, if you're down in Charleston, I can give you the 843-725-8502 number. Or just go to their website for the toll-free number, because they do a lot of business down in Charleston, Daniel Island, and Isle of Palms and all that too. They'd love to help your garage out, make it look awesome. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Zach Orr, Mickey Pollard, open phone lines, text, and tweets right after this.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684, or online at carolinaheating.com.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. Again, that's BioTestPlasma.com.
Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice-cold beer. And at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots, topped with a sunny side up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap, served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-size mug. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi compact equipment at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
What if you could have a jersey that stands the test of time? A jersey that looks the same as the day you got it? First Team Sports has the answer. Imagine a custom sublimated jersey for just $25.99. Stain resistant, peel resistant, no cracking, will not unstitch. It's the 10-day Tech Tee program. Order from First Team Sports and mention 105.5 The Roar, and you'll get your custom sublimated jersey for $25.99. First Team Sports, 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
This is your plan?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
There ain't no grave
can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river.
Love that one, buddy. Good job over there. Engineered Sleep. EngineeredSleep.com. Yesterday, they wrapped up their huge sale. I hope you had a chance to go by and do it. If not, it's never too late to give these folks a call over at EngineeredSleep.com. Now, this is a mattress that's not going to sit around the warehouse. As a matter of fact, you make your order, and it's going to be delivered to you within a few days. And it's a mattress that's made specifically exactly for how you want it. They're going to make it right. If it's just not right, they'll come in and take care of it for you. They're going to make it exactly right. Have to adjust it, whatever they need to do to make it right for you. The best thing I can tell you is let them educate you about buying a mattress. It's my sister's birthday today. And she was telling me what she paid for a mattress. And I said, well, send me all the information on it. And we had lunch with the Engineer Sleep guys the other day. And so here's what they said about this, this, and this. And he goes, man, all those are gimmicks. Like, that's not, those are just little sayings and words. We know what goes in those mattresses, and she overpaid for it. It's just not the case. Don't get caught in the gimmicks. Let them teach you about mattresses and how it all works. It's Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Get in touch with them. Congaree Road over in Greenville. Good stuff there. Zach, I've been wanting to talk some Clemson recruiting. Appreciate Tony Morrell catches up. It sounds like to me like Tony can tell you right now almost all the Gamecock guys are I bet he could tell you 15 of the 25 they signed. And I bet you Paul Strelo could tell you 15 of the 20-something that Clemson is going to sign this year. But I just wanted to touch on this. Yesterday, Rivals.com, I'm a Rivals.com guy. I think they do the best job. Now, again, I think 247 does a really good job as well. But ESPN, not so much. But I think Rivals does the best job of it and packaging it the way they all do. And this is their Rivals 2020 rankings week. Yesterday, they revealed their top 10. Today, their top 100. Tomorrow, their top 250. They'll do position rankings Thursday and Friday and then do some state rankings coming up over the weekend. But they released their top 10 yesterday. And I was noticing that Clemson is in good shape, or at least in the ball game with a bunch. They're not in the ball game for Justin Rogers, who's number 10. He's an offensive lineman out of Michigan, and they're really not, hadn't been mentioned with him. But after that, Zach, the nine other players on the top 10 list, Clemson is in the top 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever they're in right now. They're in the finals with all these guys. Now, again, how far they've cut them down, some have cut them down to 12. But the point is, and these are guys from Arizona, like the number 9 player is a guy named Keely Ringo. He's a cornerback out of Arizona. He's, by the way, Georgia fans, he's got back from Georgia. He's from Scottsdale, Arizona. He is a dynamic, unbelievable corner. And he's thinking about the Southeast. Clemson and Georgia are right in the middle of it.
Is the Clemson pipeline to the West open and flowing, or is it more of a drip right now?
Well, let me finish, and you tell me.
Oh.
Because not only did you just go out there and you get Ngata, I think you're going to get some other guys. Hold that question, because I want to get your thoughts on it. Number 8 on the list is Saville Smalls. He is an outside linebacker, defensive end type player out of Seattle, Washington. He's already been here and is coming back here in the next few weeks. And a really highly thought of player. You know, University of Washington might lead on him now, but Clemson going to Seattle, Washington is one. Eric Gilbert is a tight end athlete out of Marietta, Georgia. This looks like a Georgia and Clemson battle. I would say Georgia probably leads. He was in Athens again yesterday. He is a freak of an athlete as a tight end, but he's already been to Clemson. Number 6 is Brian Brisee. He is the defensive end, defensive tackle from Damascus, Maryland. He's already been here, and I think this looks like a Clemson-Georgia battle. Can you hear a little theme going on here? Clemson and Georgia, Clemson and Georgia, Clemson and Georgia. So he's this this phenomenal athlete, just this this tear and this demon. Now, number five on the list is Paris Johnson. He's an offensive lineman out of Cincinnati, Ohio. He's committed to Ohio State, but he's still taking visits around. The Ryan Day stuff, I think if Urban Meyer was there, it'd be fine, but he's still going to take other visits, and Clemson's one of the places that he mentions about maybe coming in. That might be a long shot, but you think about it. Now, a new one on the list is Elias Ricks. He is a cornerback from Santa Ana, California, and he is a kind of open his commitment up a little bit. He had six pick sixes last year and one of just phenomenal players at cornerback, but Clemson recently offered him. He said he wants to get over here. I think they're in decent shape right now with the number three player in the country, a kid named Justin Flo. He is a linebacker from Upland, California, and he has a lot of nice things to say about Clemson right now, and I think he's coming here in the next month, maybe. He's just one of these phenomenal linebacker types. Some are saying maybe the best linebacker we've seen in the last few classes. Number two is Zachary Evans. He's a running back from the Houston area. He is a I think it's pretty clear the nation's number one running back. You're hearing some, you know, he's been to Tennessee, he's been to Georgia, Texas A&M and Texas are in it, LSU's in it, Alabama's in it. He was supposed to be here this past weekend at Clemson, but they kind of moved it back. Coaches weren't going to be here, and they kind of moved it back. And then obviously number one is DJ Uiagalelei, who has been here now on two different occasions. And no, he's been here just once and went to the national championship game. Yeah, he's coming back for the spring game, and I think Clemson's a pretty clear leader there. So the top, I think you're going to get either have gotten visits, unofficial visits, or will get unofficial visits. A high possibility that you could get the top nine players in the country, Zach. Like, that's just unheard of. Now, with that, again, let me point this out. Of those nine, Ringo's from Arizona, Smalls is from Seattle, Washington, Gilbert's from Georgia, Brissy's from Maryland, Damascus, Maryland, Johnson's from Cincinnati, Ricks is from California, Flo's from California, Evans is from Texas, and Uiagalelei is from California. So you've got, what's that, three California kids, state of Washington kid, and an Arizona kid. Is the West Coast opened up?
You have one kid from California on your roster right now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's a drip.
Right.
You got five kids from the West Coast that you're actively recruiting, and you've made a final list or a cut down list, whatever it is.
Right.
If you land two of those.
Yeah, two of those would be one of the best classes you've ever had.
You land two of those, then that pipeline is fully operational, and she's opened up. Right?
Yeah.
You got your foot in the door because you have success in the region right now. Can you take advantage of that success? Can you take advantage of the opportunity?
Is it any coincidence at all that I know that a lot of Clemson fans didn't like having to miss the national championship game this year? I know that Santa Cruz is right there too. California is a long way from Clemson.
Absolutely.
It didn't hurt to have DJ Uiagalelei there. It didn't hurt to be playing right in the backyard of Daniel Lingata. It didn't hurt to have Justin Flo and Ricks and all those guys, California kids. Savelle Smalls right up north of there, just two states away, whatever. It didn't hurt to have a West Coast presence in it. The Tigers did some damage in the next clash or two after the Tampa National Championship. And I think now going out west has opened up even more doors. Finally, let me say this. What this staff has been able to do in finding great players. It used to be all about in-state recruiting, man. You got to dominate your state. Well, guess what? Christian Wilkins is from Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And Dexter Lawrence is from North Carolina. And Cleveland Farrell is from Virginia. And Austin Bryant was from Georgia. And Trey Lamar's from Georgia. And, I mean, wherever you have to go, Trayvon Mullins from Florida, wherever you have to go. And in looking at just the top 100 kids right now, and then they're going to unveil a new top 100 today on Rivals.
Isaiah Simmons, leading tackler last year.
Kansas. But looking right now, California, Texas, California, Florida, Maryland, California, Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, Alabama. These are players that Clemson is trying to recruit. Top. These are all just top 100 players. Georgia, Nevada, Cincinnati, Ohio, Seattle, Washington, Georgia, Damascus, Maryland, Cincinnati, Ohio again, Tennessee, New Jersey. Already have a commitment from Washington, D.C., Miami, you know, South there, Texas. Got two safeties at Texas that are fairly high on Clemson right now. The point is that when the state dries up, and it dried up a little bit, or even if it wasn't dried up, there's still good football players here. Clemson basically turned down Deebo Samuel. He's a good player. They basically turned down Brian Edwards moving to safety or tried to play him at safety. Basically turned down or, you know, wanted him, but the kid from down in Lower Part of State. Huh?
Who?
No, not Pickens, the wide receiver. He got hurt this year. Or Trey Smith. I mean, they recruited him. You know. But I'll ask you this. Did T. Higgins work out?
Yeah.
Justin Ross work out?
Yep.
They had to go to Tennessee, had to go to Alabama to get him. What are you laughing at?
That's going to get so much hate.
That's just the truth.
You're going to get so fired up about
would
that.
You, let me ask you this. Would you rather have Shai Smith or Justin Ross?
I would what? I would rather have Justin Ross.
Okay. All right. So you don't care that he's from Alabama?
Yeah, I don't.
You know, if you got to go to Arizona to get him, get him. You got to go to California to get him, get him. I don't care where the – I said this many times. They don't give more points for touchdowns from in-state players compared to out-of-state players. Go get the best players. And quite frankly, while I'm sure I get a text message about Steve Fuller or LeVon Kirkland or somebody like that, quite frankly, the best players in Clemson history have come from out-of-state. Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. And Raymond Preacher's all-time leading rusher from South Carolina, but I dare say that C.J. Spiller was a better back.
Florida.
And ETN now in Louisiana. And I dare say the best wide receivers.
Wayne Gallman, Georgia.
Right. But the best wide receivers have been from out of state. The best offensive linemen out of state. The best tight ends out of state. The best defense linemen. I mean, it's out of state. We're a small state. So go do. Clemson's lucky to have the kind of recruiting clout. Is the word I use. That's probably not the right word.
Reach?
Yeah, to be able to go into California, Texas, Massachusetts, Scott Pagano, Hawaii, whatever it takes. Go wherever you got to go.
And I ask you if they can land one or two of those guys out on the West Coast, and, you know, can they take advantage of having that opportunity, having that national championship game out there? I mean, are you going to sit here and doubt Coach Scott and his ability to pull players in and recruit them from anywhere in the country?
Nope.
Because I'm not.
Nope. No. Again, here come the text. Well, this guy's from South Carolina, sure. All in all, the best players in Clemson football history have been from out of state. And yeah, we've had the great in state players too, no doubt about it. But the best, would you rather have, just look at right now, wide receiver. Look everywhere you look. Best players. That's what I want, the best players. Hey, the next level of skincare is finally here. It's finally arrived. It's back to 30, and they're great skincare products, new line of products. I use two different products on my face now. I use this soap. So I say soap. It's a cleanser for my face, and then I use their sunscreen from back to 30. And all these are just follow-ups to the treatments that we've had, and I don't have invasive surgery treatments. I don't get injections right now. They do those things. They do a great job with those things. But basically, my skin looks better. I try to feel better.
You look younger.
I do. I look great. I look like $1 million right
now. I'm serious. You do look younger.
Really?
Yeah.
That was like a legit, real compliment.
Yeah.
Really? Thank you, buddy. Angela told me last time that my skin now, through these IPL things that we do, these photo rejuvenation things we do, that my skin has more, is it collagen in them maybe or something? That I'm producing more now. And my skin is getting thicker now, which is good when you're a sports talk show host, thicker skin. but she's very complimentary of how my face is responding to the treatments. So I feel younger.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got Facebook Live coming in a couple of weeks here.
Good.
You got to look younger.
throw my Hokas up there, throw the Cavs up there, and throw the face up there. I need all that. Hey, if you want to feel better, give them 5 minutes. I'll give you back 10 years. Back to 30 rejuvenation centers over in Greenville. Guys, look, yeah, you're tough. You're great. Hey, great. Hey, Leatherface, you're tough. Let them take care of you. You'll look better. Back to 30.com. Final segment of the show when you return right after this.
With only a few games left in ACC play, Brad Brunell and his Tigers hoops team host Leonard Hamilton and rival Florida State in hopes of sending the Seminoles back to Tallahassee with an L. Pre-game starts at 8:30 p.m. with a 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory. Offers within 5 business days. Price matches before applicable rebates.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it, like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, come to AutoZone. We'll test your battery for free so you can figure out the problem from the get-go, which means no waste of money on parts you don't need. Seeing the road better starts with great deals at AutoZone. Get a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy 2 Bosch Envision wiper blades. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
If you haven't signed up for Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, you need to go ahead and make a commitment to do it. Whether it's a bucket list, a resolution, maybe you've never thought about running a 5K, but you've always wanted to, well, you can do it. Sign up today, $25, and you're going to get a great gift bag. Things like a dry fit shirt, a sleeve. If you don't know what that is, you can go online, you can check it out. Also, a buff that goes over your face when it's cold outside running. And we've got some more great prizes to give away, too. Julian Davis is going to be there as the start of the race. Bradley's Jeweler is going to give away a nice prize, and Henry Ramirez is going to be there greeting you with a smile once you finish the 5K and the half marathon, and a finisher's medal for the half marathoners. And we got cash prizes. It's Race for the Green. Come on out. Spend St. Patrick's Day with us. March 16th at Shapers Recreation Complex. If you want to check out the website, you can do it. Find out more information at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, March 16th. Sign up today.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Don't even make the noise you just made.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
have you with us. Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. Let them take care of you in this tax season. Hey, folks, it's February the 19th. You have March 19th, you have April 19th, and it'll be over. Here we're less than 2 months away. And so those that are out there, if you've never been before, if you do your own taxes, I can tell you it's so much beneficial to have a professional on your side to take advantage of the tax code and all the expertise that they have. If you've been anywhere else and hadn't been in the Patterson Tax Service, I'll just tell you this. I'd ask you this. Try them one time just this year, and let's see if how that can work out for you. Let's just see. It might. You might find out. I think you can find out that you're going to get unbelievable service from the Patterson's Tax Service. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. On Twitter, Dice writes in, looking for things to watch. How about freshman Monty and his staff have brought in at Mickey Pollard? Yeah, we talked about it before, man. Between Askew and Hackenberg and Sharp and Robo, man, these guys look like they are. This is a great freshman class here in Clemson baseball. On our text line, 986-1566, texture wants to know, does Drake have Mickey's calves in a 44-inch vertical? I don't have a 44-inch vertical. What did we say it was? Was it 26 or 27 or something?
I don't remember what it was.
27 maybe?
Yeah, of course, let's go with a bigger number.
So let's go. Well, I'll tell you, let's just go with 26. Tiger Greg is up next. 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line. Hey, good morning, Tiger Greg. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. I was going to. Zach's been kind to you this morning about looking younger and all. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on here. When you have a baby, I couldn't have a baby, so I had to adopt, but it works for adoption too. You are beaming so much from that new baby that you're going to look better. I mean, there's just no way around it. I mean, it's a God thing. I mean, you're just beaming. Plus, you've got a great sponsor and a company working on you that makes it even better. So you have the double dose of looking good going for you right now. I'll never forget adopting my son as long as I live. That was the greatest moment of my life. And I know how you feel, son, and I appreciate it. So that's what's going on there. You know, you're getting a double dose of God and the company that's taking care of you.
So. I didn't realize that, Greg. I appreciate you pointing that out, man. That's awesome. But it makes a lot of sense, you know. Makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Let me add one more thing. I'm a dog lover, and I have a escaped red bone hound this morning, and he don't like to come home, and I'm really worried he'll get run over. So all you dog lovers out there, say a little prayer for Red. He's missing right now, so it would really help me out and make me feel better.
I'm going to do it right after the show. Hey, keep us up to date with Red, too, okay?
I'll do it, buddy.
All right, Tiger
Greg. Have a good day.
Appreciate the phone call. Man, that's a scary thought. So hopefully Red can make it back home and Tiger Greg can have a happy day. I wouldn't know what to do with that situation. That wouldn't be good at all. Hey, Zach, I don't know if you heard that or not. Tiger Greg said you get a natural little glow about you when you have a kid. Like you,
isn't that just the wife?
I don't know, man.
They're pregnant, right?
Yeah, I thought she did. She just looks beautiful all the time anyway, so it's hard to tell. But it's true. It's very true. The other thing that happens now is that, like, just the days are so much better now, you know? Like, I just played with a little fella yesterday. See, he's looking more alert there. I just got this picture like during the last 5 seconds.
See, this is the time, and I'm not saying you're not grateful, but this is the time you got to be grateful for this job.
Yes.
You're done at 9 in the morning, you know?
Yes.
And you get to go home and
sprint out of here
and hang out with the little guy.
Go chill out. We got to watch the second half of Draft Day, the movie. We got to watch some national championship stuff. We got to find out, man. Drake has not watched the Cotton Bowl yet. So he needs a little Cotton Bowl time today. Get to watch.
Don't be
Notre
putting
Dame.
Him on any screen time. He doesn't need any screen time.
He's fascinated by lights right now. You know that. So that's cool. I appreciate Tiger Greg saying that, though. That's outstanding. Can I get to an early accident forgiveness?
By all means.
I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands at Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com.
I can get in touch with him. Better pizza.
I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Get in touch with our great friends, Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forget someone sports every single day because that's what Brad Hughes does.
Mm-hmm.
Today I'm going to forgive John Henry.
Yeah, your Red Sox owner.
Yeah. Or, you know, John Henry's the guy that Johnny Cash talked about, you know, swinging a hammer all the time. But John Henry said, in apparent contradiction to his own commissioner, John Henry said Monday something I'm going to forgive. He goes, well, there's not a perfect correlation between bigger payroll and winning. Quote, spending more money helps, unquote. Four truer words have never spoken. You mean to tell me, John Henry, that in baseball, quote, spending more money helps, unquote. Huh. Red Sox had the highest payroll in baseball in 2018. They won their fourth World Series title since he became the principal owner. He said, Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Baseball, said, quote, I reject the notion that the payroll is a good measure of how good a team's going to be or how successful a team's going to be. John Henry says, quote, spending more money helps. Commissioner, what are you talking about, man? He's asked about the comment whether the correlation between spending and winning. Henry said, I think Baltimore payroll was double what Tampa's payroll was last year, close to double. So there's a correlation. I'm not sure that there is a correlation, but it's not perfect. But it's very difficult to predict things in baseball, to predict the performance of players, but spending money helps, right? Water is wet. Spending money helps. I'm looking forward to the rest of the week. Now, we'll have Clemson basketball tonight, 8:30 Tiger pregame show, and 9 o'clock first tip over in Little John. That's a huge game. In the latest AP poll, Florida State moved up from 17th to 16th. Let me quickly give you the top 25. Duke 1, Gonzaga 2, Virginia 3, Kentucky 4, Tennessee 5, 6 through 10, Nevada, Michigan, North Carolina, Houston, Michigan State. 11 through 15 is Marquette, Kansas, LSU, Texas Tech, Purdue. Florida State 16, followed by Villanova, Louisville, Iowa State, Virginia Tech. 21 is Iowa, followed by Wisconsin, Kansas State, Maryland. And Buffalo. Big game tonight. You know, the Tigers have one major marquee victory so far. That's against Virginia Tech, who's 20th. This would be another of those resume builders. Clemson now on those net rankings, 42nd, 44th, something like that. Florida State's 22nd and ranked 16th. So you need one of those, man. This would be one of those resume builders. Get it tonight. This is always a war between these two teams. And we need a nice crowd out at Little John and student appreciation tonight. So looking forward to that. Also, later in the week, baseball on Wednesday, weather permitting, Tennessee Tech coming to town. I'm looking forward to visiting with Bradley Lecroy. I talked to him off the air or texted off the air a little bit, but I'm looking forward to hearing his voice and hearing his analysis of the first four games, hopefully five games that we can get tomorrow's in by the time we talk about VMI coming to town and talk about this freshman class and what we've seen so far. Buddy, we finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey talks a lot about Clemson and Alabama today. Yesterday, Brett McMurphy tweeted out 2019 Heisman odds from Bet Online. Two Tigers, one former Tiger, and a couple of Alabama players on the list. Trevor Lawrence listed as the favorite at 7-2.
Tua
at 5-1. Jalen Hurts, the former Alabama signal caller, now at Oklahoma, 13-2. Travis Etienne tied for fourth with a number of players at 12-1. And former Tiger quarterback Kelly Bryant at 25-1 for Heisman odds in 2019.
My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. A good friend of mine, a guy that I trust, a guy that...